Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving a microphone,
dressed
like the $1 million,
buttons,
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together
for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Oh,
Steve Harvey,
when
you want
to get some
Steve Harvey,
why don't you join?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Whoa,
Steve Harvey,
you better give me some
air.
Steve
Harvey,
yeah,
won't
you join
me?
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Excuse me. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. Something going on real good today. You ought to feel blessed today. The fact that God woke you up and gave you another opportunity. You know, every day you wake up is another chance. It's a chance for all of us to get better, to get it right, to get on the right path, to stop heading the wrong way. Every day you wake up, that's your opportunity. See, because he's going to keep waking you up because he has a plan for you. You know, I don't know, I don't know when he makes his call and you know, who gets called home when. I can't explain it. I don't have that answer. I'm not him. I'm not God. I don't claim to be. I don't understand it all sometimes. But God has an amazing way. But as long as he's waking you up, I do know this. God ain't through with you yet. God has a plan for you. Your job is to identify the plan. You know, that's clearly what I need for you to do. You know, oftentimes the thing that you're looking for, it's right there inside of you. You know, I can't tell you how many people I meet. Mr. Harvey, can I speak to you for a minute? Yeah, man, what's up with you? Man, I was just wondering, man, I've been trying to, and I wanted to know, man, can you give me a good agent? Can you give me a good lawyer? Can you give me a good... Now, look, if you got some legal problems, I understand you're going to need some help right there. But the majority of questions I get asked is about their future, about their place in this world, about their mission, about what they're trying to do, how they're trying to figure out, and then the how to go about doing it. But the answer, I must remind all of you, is always within yourself. It starts right there. See, a lot of people burn up a lot of time looking around, trying to find someone. If I could just meet them, if I could just get on her show, man, if I could just get to his show, I'd be the made it. That's not necessarily the case. Because see, just like every time you put your faith in a person or an event or occurrence or some type of thing that you imagine yourself being in, and that'll do it for you. Imagine of all the people who've made it without. You know, I look at everybody talking about, man, if I could get on so-and-so's show, that'll do it for me, man. Somebody else got on that show and they blew up. Man, if I could just make it to that show. Do you know how many people have made it without that? So see, when you start focusing in on what your idea of how to make it is, and your idea of how to make it does not include your relationship with God, you're spinning your wheels. Man, it's a vicious cycle you're in now. And I'm asking everybody to get out of that cycle. Get out of looking for someone and something. The answer is within you. God resides in you. That burning thing that you have that you just can't get out your head, that's a seed. God planted that there. That's a seed. It needs watering, nurturing, fertilizing. That's what it needs. It don't ever say, man, I need that other person right there. Now, there are people you will meet that will compliment you, and I can assure you that God will put you in the right place at the right time. I'm almost certain that God will introduce you to everybody you need to be introduced to make it to wherever it is you all are trying to get to. I'm talking about you and God now. But the moment you take it into your own hands and you make the decision as to who you got to get to, you've just clouded and muddied the waters. See, God's plan for you don't really need your help. Uh-oh. It needs your attention. It needs your focus. It needs your faith. And it needs your hard work. But he needs you to listen. He needs you to listen more than anything. Listen, keep the faith, and be willing to work your tail off. I don't know how you think it can happen any other way. But then again, I do, because I tried to make it another way. So I had to come to the conclusion, hey, man, listen here, dog, this ain't working for you. You got to get some more God here, man. Listen to me. The answer was always within me. The moment I sat down with myself and told myself the truth that, hey, partner, you ain't really all that. Hey, partner, regardless as to what people are seeing and stuff, you ain't happy. Hey, partner, this really ain't about you. Hey, partner, you really ain't all that good at this. God is keeping you for a reason. Okay, hold up, Steve. Quit tripping. What I need to do? I just started talking to myself, and then I heard Bishop Jakes say a couple of things. Then I was watching TV. I heard Joel Osteen say a couple of things. And I went, wow, man. Okay, cool. That's pretty slick. I'm going to try that. And when I did it, it changed my life. I am telling you, man, it has been God this whole time. And the God has been residing inside of me, just like the God resides on the inside of you. That's him talking to you, telling you, man, you ought to get it together. Man, making you feel bad. It's sending you on guilt trips. You knowing you wrong. You out there wrong. And something telling you you ought not do it. Here's how you know it's God. And Bishop Ulmer taught me this in his book. He's got, I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a really good book. But it says in there, man, Bishop Ulmer was talking in this book. And he was saying, the way you know it's not God's voice is if it ain't no sin in it. See, how many times have you made up in your mind, I'm going to show this person, or I'm going to show that person, or I'm going to get this person back. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. You know, the Lord don't like ugly. I'll show you. Well, the Lord don't like ugly, but nowhere in that does it say for you to go show them. It doesn't say that. See, so when you strike out on that mission, you know, the God knows in my heart I loved you, but I got to do this because you did me wrong. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ain't got nothing to do with God right there. You can take him out of it. If it's God, has no sin in it. So anytime somebody come to me talking about the Lord told me to do this to you, and that's the only reason I'm doing it, you need to get yourself right with God. I heard all them threats right there. That ain't God talking to me through you. What, are you crazy? If it's God, it has no sin in it. So you got to be careful, man, when you're talking to people. We're going to go down here and we're going to do this because this is the right thing to do. If it has something wrong going on, then it can't be the right thing to do. Took me a minute to learn that one. But please get that through your head so you can quit spinning yourself around. And remember, everything you're looking for is within you. It's all right there. Quit wasting your time looking around all the time. Go to your God, man. Talk to him. Go to that spirit that's on the inside of you that's calling you. Stop letting people shake your tree. At the end of the day, somebody going to be right, somebody going to be wrong. All right, y'all. We're going to have a good one today. Tripping a little bit, going through something.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is upon us another day. Man, I'm grateful too. I sure am, man. Thank you. Thank you, God. I sure appreciate it. I ain't joking, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that incredible gift of life, that incredible gift of a measure of health, all of that, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, The Simp, Junior, Government Name, Kill Spates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
I rise up. Junior?
Rise up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's been real interesting talking to you lately. What else is on your mind?
I'm going to tell you, Unc, man. I got to ask you about this, man. You're 65 years in. I know you could explain this to me because I'm trying to do something because I just got married. I'm trying to make some things work. But my grandma was talking to me the other day. She said, just be faithful over a few things and make you the rule over many things, Unc. And I have to look at your life, man. It looked like you pretty faithful over a few things.
Well, I don't want to go get your grandmama, but what that got to do with marriage?
Well, Unc, I'm just trying to make sure that my
marriage is good.
Because
in marriage, they want you to be faithful over all the things.
Everything.
I wish it was a few things. And once again, Junior, no disrespect, and I ain't going to get your grandmama, and I'm sure she had a perfectly good reason for stating her case based on the wisdom she had. But you threw marriage in there. And I don't know what being faithful over a few things is going to help you in a marriage with a woman who wants you to be faithful in every doggone thing and any other thing she think of. I ain't never heard of it. See, the problem with your grandmama making that statement is your grandmama ain't your granddaddy. That's the whole problem. If your granddaddy had said that, we'd be working with something right now. But oh no,
why
good
you
old
think
grandmama.
I came to you, man?
Grandmama said a whole lot of stuff didn't apply to me in life, but it applied. But when my granddaddy told me stuff, everything he said worked out.
Yeah. That's why I came to you, dog.
Yeah.
So what that got to do?
What that got to do with what you in now?
Yeah.
Be faithful over a few things. Yeah. So here's what's going to happen. Let's say your wife asks you to do something, and you don't do it. And then she come to you and say, "Well, Junior, I thought I asked you to take out the trash." Mm-hmm. And you go, "I ain't take out the trash. I cleaned out the basement."
What that means?
That means that he was being faithful over a few things.
Oh.
She asked him to take out the trash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He ain't want to do it.
Well, when is he going to do that, though?
Come on, Carla. Say that again.
When are you going to take out this trash? Because it's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, see, why are you over there being faithful over a few things? See, that's what grandma was missing in that statement. And once again, no disrespect to your grandma, but it would have been way better had you listened to your granddaddy.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew is here. He's going to run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
It's time to get some makeup done, Shirley. Just a little bit of makeup. Just a little, touch up here and there. A little bit here, a little bit there. But more right here. Can you do my makeup? Mm-hmm. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Brandy, please?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. My name is Carl. I'm calling. I got a... you came highly recommended. You actually are. I'm sorry. Is it? I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it makeup artist, makeup stylist? What do you call it?
It's makeup artist. I'm a professional makeup artist.
Okay. And you work at the you work with the makeup counter in.
Correct.
Okay. Listen, I got a photo shoot coming up, and I wanted to see about sometime this week, maybe the following week, you could actually come and I hire you to actually make me up for my photo shoot. Do you do a lot of photo shoots at all, or you...
Yes, sir, I sure do. I've been in the business for 10 years, so I've been around several photo shoots.
Okay, good deal. So, you have any time this week that I can actually just come in and we can do, like, a trial run or something?
Yeah, I'll actually be here Friday for about 6 hours. Will Friday work for you? I'm here. I start at 11.
At 11. I mean, I could come in, like, maybe, like, around 3 on Friday. Can you squeeze me in at that time?
I sure can.
Okay, what's so good? Is there a certain makeup for men?
It works out the same as for women in photo shoots. You just need some type of cream foundation, something to even out the skin tone, powder you down to take away the oils, cover up any blemishes or anything like that. It's pretty much the same. Of course, you don't get the whole eyeshadow and lashes and stuff. But
Right. Well, I'm not thinking all that. But I'm just trying to look good on camera. Let me ask you this. How much makeup have you done as far as men? You know what I mean?
Yes, several.
Okay.
So I'm very comfortable with it. You'll be fine, trust me.
That's what I was really worried about, is if you were going to be comfortable with it. Because, I mean, have you done, I'm a little conscientious about a few things, you know what I mean? And how many butts have you done?
I'm sorry? How many what?
Like butts, you know, how many butts have you made up?
I haven't made up any butts. Like, are you, like, you mean like asses?
Yeah, I mean, because see, I'm actually doing a nude photo shoot. And, you know, I got a couple scratches and, you know, some old scars on my butt. And I, you know, like you said, you know, I'm a little shy about, you know, some of that. So I was hoping you can actually make sure that those scars don't show. And, you know, you said you kind of, you know, make sure everything is doesn't look oily. You know what I mean? And I just need to get my...
No, well, but I didn't understand what you were talking about. I may not be the makeup artist. Seriously, I'm not going to do your...
Okay, but I mean, we're just talking about makeup, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about...
Yeah, but I'm not about to put my makeup brushes that I use on people's faces on your ass. Like, tell your photographer to Photoshop that.
Okay,
like,
okay. I mean, that's why I'm coming in to see you on Friday. I want you to do everything and make me up there in the store so I can see what it looks like. I want to see...
You were going to come into my job and make me do your... Like, what are you? What planet are you? Where did you think that was going to work? You cannot come into my job. How are you going to come to my job naked? Seriously?
I mean, well, I was going to wear a robe. I'm not going to just, you know, walk in there naked.
No, you are not. Don't you even think about coming into my job. Who referred you? Who told you? You need to delete this number. Do not... I'm not about to get this job.
Well, I just need to get my
doing your
ass done, okay? I don't want to go back and forth with you.
Look,
why is it a problem with you doing my... What is the problem with you doing my butt and putting some makeup on it? Now, if I need to buy you some brushes, I'll buy you some brushes and you can take some brushes.
I don't want you to buy me anything. I don't want you coming into my job. I don't want you calling me ever again to do any kind of work.
I'm coming in there and I'm... Now, listen, I am
a professional makeup artist. Clearly, you don't know what that means, so you need to go get you an
amateur. And if you're professional, then you will take out the part that's bothering you and do the job, lady. You know what I mean? If my...
I'm going to have to call on you before I get real ignorant. I'm not about to finish this conversation. Do not come into my job. Do not call me to do your ass. That's not going to happen.
So I guess it's safe to go around and let people know that Brandy is not professional because you can't do parts
of
the body.
My reputation is good in the streets, boo. You can't go around and tell anybody that I'm not professional. Nobody's ever called me to do their ass. Get some skincare for your ass. How about that? And then you won't need any makeup.
I know you didn't. You're not going to sit here and now start talking about my if I told you some of my deepest secrets to let you know I want to come in there and get some makeup.
Well, that's your bad for telling a stranger your deepest secrets.
Okay, you know what? I'm coming up to your store anyway on Friday, all right? And I'll talk to your boss
don't
and let them know.
Don't let it fool you, okay? You heard me. Don't come in my job. Look, if I lose my job over your foolishness, I guarantee you will be paying all my bills.
Okay, bottom line is I'm coming in there with my robe on Friday. Somebody going to do my butt. You, your manager.
Sir, you're not coming. You know what? How about you come up here right now? How about I go ahead and take care of the situation right now? I'm here now. Can you come right now?
I can come up there right now with my robe.
Well, bring your butt up here right now. We'll see if your butt gets done. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, the bottom line, who is your manager anyway? Where's she at? Is she there?
I am the manager. Now what?
Okay, see, that's what the damn problem is. You got yourself a little position at your job. Now you're trying to throw your weight around. If a person wants to get their butt done, okay, look, didn't you see Avatar? Them people have makeup all on their butt, all on their back and everything.
Okay, why not you call them? You call them and ask them to do your butt. Don't call me. I'm hanging up. Do not call me anymore.
They are makeup artists. What are you?
Look, this conversation is over.
Yeah, it's over because you know what? Let me tell you something. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brandy. But do Brandy know who Brandy talking to?
Clearly somebody who is ignorant.
Okay, well, let me tell you who I am. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Carmen.
You are lying. I'm getting off the phone. Why y'all do that? That is not cool. I hope nobody's listening. You just made me act real stupid.
I got you, girl.
You got me good. With the butt? Yeah, for real. Get you some skincare. Get some skincare to take care of the problem.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, the damn Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Now. That's crazy.
Booty makeup is necessary. It's necessary.
No, it's not. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we have an update on the tragic, tragic death of Migos rapper Takeoff in Houston. Also, Sherry Shepherd gets fat shamed on her own show. And celebrities are leaving Twitter under Elon Musk's new leadership. We'll talk about all of these stories, like I said, at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, Alana in D.C. says, I went to a woman's empowerment brunch and I introduced myself to the group. One of the ladies at the table said, that's her, to the lady beside her. I had a messy affair years ago and my social circle won't let it go. I've moved on and I'm married now. Should I keep defending myself or stop going out to events?
No, you keep living your life.
Yeah, she's got to live her life, right?
All them women in that group is a that's her.
Hello.
Keep living your life. You ain't got to explain yourself to nobody. We all make mistakes. Long as God forgives you, it is your opportunity to get up and move on. People not going to forgive you. People not going to forget. God washes the slate clean. I'm going to go with the God part of mine. Now,
Amen.
If you run up on me and you remind me of something that I did, then I'm going to remind you of who you're talking to. And then we'll go from there. I bet the next time you see me, you won't go, that's him. Now, that's just me. But really, for the most part, in all honesty, man, I don't address nothing out there about me. I just keep on living my best life.
Yeah, and you do that very well.
Because it is the best life. I'm not studying nobody. Haters, trolls, none of that. Do your thing. Do your thing.
All right. Moving on to Mika in Colombia. Mika says, my husband and I have a blended family of 5 children. His 5-year-old got her tonsils out, and it was our weekend to keep her. His ex-wife came to see her and ended up getting in the bed with her to watch a movie. I didn't want to upset the kid, but I raised hell with my husband. Why does he think that was okay?
She got him. Who bed she got in, dog?
I don't know, man.
The baby's bed. The baby's bed.
In her house?
Yeah.
You watched
Yes. Because it was their weekend to keep the 5-year-old baby.
Y'all think y'all the Smith family, huh?
The who?
We not finna co-parent that close. Now, I'm all for co-parenting. I think it's great for the child. But come on now. I think what has to happen is I think that the mother should, be respectful of the current wife's house that is, and
that's a line somewhere.
Her. Now it's her baby. That's for
right.
damn sure. Uh-huh. And that don't nothing supersede that.
Mm-hmm.
That's her baby. She right. made that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, but then that's your house,
yeah. right?
And so everybody has to respect each other in this case.
Yeah, there's certain boundaries.
So
yeah.
you got to understand the baby hurting mine. And, oh, that's my baby. But were you going to get in the bed, though?
Yeah.
Nah.
That's where we draw the line.
They should have switched weekends.
Yeah, that's what I think. They should have, yeah.
Yeah, let her be with her baby.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You go and take the baby this weekend.
Yeah. Because you're not what you cannot do.
Mm-mm. Come over here
I
and get
have
in my
two
bed.
In the house in bed. That
yeah.
Be.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to sleep good at all.
I'm not staying. I'm not going
to
stay
into the bed just twiddling my thumb. What to do.
But she wants to know, why does he think it was okay for his ex to do that?
He don't know what to do. It's a first for him. Well, he understands that it's her baby and she loves the baby. We got all that. He might not really think it's okay, but what was he going to say? Yeah. Right. No, don't comfort her. She five.
Well, then her mommy didn't
and
even
know it.
She may have been spending more time than with that baby than you have from birth.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
They should have just stayed at the hospital. They should have just stayed at the hospital. A couple more days up there.
Baby clothes and then her clothes in the closet.
Y'all should have just picked her up from the tonsil appointment and took her to her mama's house. You ain't finna lay up in here.
All right. Moving on to CeCe in High Point. CeCe writes, my boyfriend stayed overnight at his baby mama's house, so I threw a dozen eggs at his car. He apologized and we called the girl on a three-way so he could tell her that he is in love with me, not her. I feel bad about what I did to his car and I plan to get it detailed for him. What else can I do to keep him?
Mm. Oh, we done with you.
Well, them eggs in the car is just a prelim to what's really going to happen to your car via caller for real. See, we have a car criminal on our show.
Allegedly, what you not going to do.
I'm talking about tire slitting, sugar in the gas tank, window busting, seat splitting, you know, steering wheel locking, you know, all that.
You know, stop cheating. You won't have these problems. Allegedly,
allegedly Carla Farrell has slid up on the car and removed the oil filter. Uh-uh. You know how low down that is.
Just
the oil filter.
Just watch YouTube.
You ain't even got to. You ain't even need a tool. You just slide up under there and reach that oil filter and turn it off and walk off. Lord have mercy.
One of those boards with wheels on them.
This is just a prelim as to what's going to happen to you, to this man. Now, who wrote the letter? The lady?
Yes.
Yeah, the lady.
Yeah.
You tripping. And so I don't know what to tell you, but if I was the man, I'd get out. Yeah. And all
you got to get that egg off that
car. Prove stuff to you and all that. I'm not doing none of that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, no, I'm not getting nobody on my three-way because I don't know how that's going to go. Fellas, don't ever put yourself in a situation where you ain't in control of the results. You know, Can't have two women on phone talking about your ass.
All right, let's move on to Lakeisha in Indianapolis.
Throw your phone in the tub.
Last one. For the past two years, I've been dealing with a man that is a voyeur. He loves attending swingers parties just to watch others have sex. Our sex life is normal one-on-one sex now. But is this a sign that he is going to want us to swing?
Hell yeah. What you down there watching for? Do you know what's coming?
Y'all going down there now.
And he told you that's all he want to do. Mm-hmm. What is you down there learning for?
Class.
Yeah. Somebody gonna be down there. I'm telling you, somebody gonna be down there at the swinger club that you gonna wanna swing with.
Swing.
Hey.
You got to meet some new people.
Thank you, CLO.
Yeah.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment.
House for dinner next week.
We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Migos rapper Takeoff was killed in an early morning shooting in Houston yesterday. The 28-year-old rapper in the Migos rap group, whose name is Kersnick Ball, was shot and killed outside a downtown bowling alley where a private party was being held. Now, this is according to bystanders. Takeoff's uncle Quavo, also of the Migos, was arguing with a group of guys. Takeoff and others had Quavo's back while he argued with the guys about playing basketball, and then seconds later, a single shot was fired. Then a flurry of gunshots rang out, armed at a crowd of bystanders. There were reportedly more than 10 shots fired from at least 2 different guns. Takeoff was reportedly dead on the scene with a gunshot to the head or the neck. Houston Police Department held a press conference yesterday afternoon and reported that a 23-year-old male and a 24-year-old female were also shot and are currently hospitalized. Houston police are asking for bystanders and witnesses to the shooting to come forward with information about what happened.
Wow. That's sad, man.
It really
that's
is.
That's sad.
Yeah.
You know, y'all arguing over some nonsense, man. Something that has nothing to do with anything.
Brothers.
Yeah.
We're
basketball?
It makes no sense, man, what we're doing out here. And I don't
understand in the hip-hop community today, it just seems like there's no discussion. If you get out of line, we kill him, period. Yeah. If we disagree, there's an argument, it's just gun violence. I just don't understand this right
and
now.
And I'll tell you another sad thing, too, about it, Carla. It's sad that when you become successful, you have to pull away. You have to pull away from the things, oftentimes, that are dear to you. But oftentimes, a lot of the stuff you have to pull away from is not what's dear to you. It's just what you were accustomed to doing.
But Steve,
you can't always go back.
Yeah,
and stand around and participate in the things you used to be able to stand around and participate in.
You're
because
not regular.
There is a hatred out there. And a jealousy
and evil, and a
spirit out there who he think he is.
Yes.
Well, you don't be thinking that at all.
Nope.
And it's sad, man, that you, and this happens to so many of our young people today. And it happens from I'm just using this as an example. It happens too often between a celebrity and a layman. And I'm not to make one better than the other. I'm just using this for a term so we understand what we're talking about. It happens too often between a celebrity and a layman, meaning a famous person and a non-famous person. But in your attempt to stay regular, in your attempt to keep it real, in your attempt to be down, you got to be conscious, man.
Yeah,
the whole time.
You can't do regular stuff anymore once you become a celebrity. You just can't.
But you try to.
Yeah, you try to, but
it seems like week after week, a rapper is killed, a hip hop artist. It's like a norm, and it's not cool. It's just not
it is.
Cool.
No,
it
what's
is,
going
Carla.
On?
It it's is, not. Carla. That's yeah. absolutely true because the generations has changed. I mean, if you look at the sports world, there are no more great heavyweight champions.
No.
There are no more black great heavyweight champions.
Yeah, that's over
right?
with.
Boxing used to be a means to an end in our neighborhoods. Everybody wanted to box to be Ali, to be to be Joe, to be Norman, to be Sugar, to be Thomas Hearns, Hitman out of Detroit. Everybody wanted to be somebody because it was a way to a means to an end. We don't have great black heavyweight champs anymore. There are no more. There just aren't any. The weight class is lowered. It's less of us in boxing. And so because less of us throw hands now. From the generation of throwing hands. The video games now. I was watching two guys the other day play this game called Mortal Kombat. I've never seen it played before in my life. I know most people have. But I thought the fight was over because this guy had took this axe and split the dude's head open and drug him a little bit and then took these two knives and chopped him in the side. I said, okay, he done. He got his ass up and kept fighting.
He got more lives.
With the axe in his head.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I'm thinking game over. You got to get you another person, man. This one's dead. No, no, no. Energy pill or something he got. I don't know what he got. And he got up again. All the games I see now, other than Madden and basketball, is all fight and kill games. Combat
violence.
This.
Yeah, very violent.
Even Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft Auto is a violent game. Everything is violence. And they've normalized it to where these kids, they play in violence.
Yeah, and you're desensitized
their
to all
music
of that.
Is violence. You play in violence, your music is violence, you're going to be violent.
Yeah.
And they talk about it's reflective of our society, but you keep putting it on these young people, man, like this.
I'm so hurt. These are babies, man. I don't, man.
Yeah, it's really sad.
28
really
years sad. Old, man.
But the second thing is happening to far too many of our young kids who ain't celebrities.
Yes,
that's the real sadness, too.
That's true. That's true.
That they don't get the coverage this one got.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, we're going to move on and switch gears a little bit here. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Election Day is coming up. Next Tuesday is November 8th, and we need souls to the polls. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We talked about gun violence in our last break, and gun violence and disregard for life are at an all-time high. I think we can all agree to that. And this is why we must vote, okay? We gotta vote the right people in office across our nation. We need stricter gun control laws. Listen to this. In Chicago on Halloween night, at least 14 people, including 3 children, got shot in a driveway, in a drive-by shooting while they were gathered for a vigil. The suspects took off in a dark SUV after firing into the crowd. And then yesterday, 2 police officers were reportedly shot in Newark, New Jersey by a suspect armed with a long gun. One officer was shot in the neck, the other in the leg. The wounded officers were reportedly serving a warrant at a home when shots rang out from either a window or a roof. Law enforcement sources confirm the gunman is still at large. We have to get the guns off the streets. We have to do this and out of the hands of dangerous people. And one way to do that is voting in the midterm elections on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, November 8th, is Election Day. So you can go now to whenweallvote.org and make sure that you know exactly what you need to vote on November 8th. We got to do what we can. We have to do what we can.
Here's the thing. This whole thing with gun control and gun laws, the Second Amendment is being held up by one party. That's the Republican Conservative Party. They run on the Second Amendment. They are not about to do anything to slow the sale or usage of guns. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
They're not going to do anything to slow the sale or usage of guns. Because if you use a gun, you got to buy the gun.
Money, 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 money.
To buy a gun, somebody got to sell a gun. The Republican Conservative Party is not interested in taking guns off the streets. They are interested in the profit that comes for the use and sale of guns. Man, come on. That's all we're talking about here. And the fact, the real fact of the matter that's happening is none of this is happening to their children.
No. Yeah.
They ain't went into their school. They ain't affected their family. But when it does, and inevitably it is going to happen because it's touching all of us, then and only then will something happen. When the mothers who have given birth to these children, because mothers, ain't nothing coming in front of their babies, nothing. No policy, no party, nothing.
Yeah. So again, go to whenweallvote.org and cast your votes, please. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, have you ever shown up at a party, guys, listen to this, in a costume, and you were the only one wearing the costume? Think about this. We'll talk about it when we come back, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So Kim Kardashian showed up to Tracee Ellis Ross's pre-Halloween birthday dinner dressed as X-Men character Mystique, only to find out that no one else was in costume. Kim, of course, put the story on Instagram with the caption, "That time I showed up to a birthday dinner in full costume when it wasn't a costume party." The picture showed Kardashian wearing a red wig, some creepy colored contact lenses, and a skin-tight blue latex bodysuit. Kim looked unrecognizable, and Tracee Ellis Ross was looking very glamorous, very gorgeous, in a red sequins jumpsuit with a matching jacket. So, I mean, embarrassment for Kim, but have you guys ever showed up at a party in costume and it wasn't a costume party, or overdressed or underdressed, inappropriately dressed?
I've been to a pool party, and it, you know, black people pool party different because we don't get in the pool.
Right.
I done showed up, you know, pool party ready. They in linen. They sweet. They looking they looking like Frankie Beverly.
Yeah, I just got our hair did. Uh-huh. We're not getting in the pool.
I'm in shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
What about you, Junior?
Yeah, I've been overdressed. Yeah, overdressed.
Overdressed.
Fourth grade picture day. I'm overdressed.
Fourth grade. What you have overdressed. On?
I am 9 years old. Why I look like I sell insurance? Why I got a bow tie on, a vest on? Why I got suspenders on? What is you doing, mama? Everybody else is just a jean and a polo shirt. Here I come in here, look with a briefcase like I got insurance policies in my hand. Y'all way overdressed for fourth grade picture day. I got the picture.
That's funny, Junior.
Man, all right, Steve. You
can't play.
Overdressed, underdressed, inappropriately dressed for something?
Not for Halloween party only costume. I remember one time I went to a HBCU game. I can't remember which one. I think it was Alabama State. Me, Boomerang, Greg Calhoun, all us had on suits. We was at the HBCU game. Boy, we didn't look like a bunch of people's uncles walking around.
Boom had on a big old hat, I know.
Hey, doggy.
Yeah, the hat is necessary.
Well, I didn't really do costumes and dress up and stuff like that. I don't like Halloween.
You don't?
No.
What's it to like?
Dressing
you know,
up the dressing
fun, part.
Dress
yeah.
up in a costume, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't fun to me.
It's not?
No, I'm not old as Halloween. In Halloween. I just don't, never been, I couldn't wait for Halloween to be over with.
Even when you were a kid, you didn't like
Halloween? All I wanted was candy.
Well,
you didn't like trick-or-treating or you didn't wear a costume?
I wore
school.
A white t-shirt one time and some jeans and some sneakers. The lady opened the door and said, "What is you, little boy?" I said, "The little boy down the street."
trick or treat.
She said, you just a little smart ass. I can't stand you. Here, you don't give a one piece of candy. Everybody getting two. Well, that's okay. It's other house.
What's your favorite candy? What's your favorite candy?
Candy corn.
Oh, that's your favorite now, over Snickers and everything?
Candy corn. Now, if I could get an Almond Joy or a Reese Cup. Now, my favorite candy to this is two favorite candies right now. Reese Cup and York Peppermint Patty.
What?
York?
Cooling sensation. Remember that?
Yeah, that cooling. It's like standing on a mountaintop.
Remember that lady?
Peppermint patty jammed up in the crack of your behind.
What? Steve,
I damn sure don't want the candy now. Yeah.
I'll never look at it the same.
At all. And I haven't seen a York.
Let me ask y'all something. Y'all ain't never had no air hit nowhere that don't normally get air on it.
Oh, definitely.
And it feel like somebody blowing on it.
Wow.
But not a piece of candy.
No.
It's like a cooling menthol refresher. I don't see why y'all don't see that. I'm overjoyed describing it right now.
Yeah, a little too overjoyed.
I work with a bunch of square-ass people.
What?
Man, I ain't mad at y'all. Dead
coming up next. It's the nephew and the prank phone call for today, after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, I found his ring in his sock. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. I want to know that's all about. Yeah, really. Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Neff, what you got? What's on the menu?
All right, we're going down the menu. We looking for something straight, stupid, ignorant, crazy as all get out. Mm-hmm. And I got it for you. The name of this is I Need a Reference.
Oh, do
I need a reference.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sound pretty normal, don't it?
It does. Yeah. They always do in the beginning. Yeah. Okay. Till it turns left.
I've given you all, I've referred y'all before. This is a reference. That's all this is.
Mm-hmm.
Go check it out. Come on, Kat.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Scotty, please. Yeah, what's up? Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man? I'm trying to actually get a reference for Monica. Monica? Oh, you're talking about Monica, my ex-wife? Yeah, I'm trying to get a reference on her, if possible. Oh, okay, so what, she applying for a job? She trying to go to work now? No, this reference is actually for, like, a relationship. A relationship? Say, hold up, homeboy, wait a minute. A relationship? You talking about a job relationship? No. See, what this here is that I'm finna actually start dating Monica on the regular, and I'm calling you for a reference. Homeboy, hold up. Wait a minute. Who did you say this is, and how you get my number? My name's Philip, man. My name's Philip. I got your number out of Monica's phone. Check this out, Phil. You don't need to call me with whatever you and Monica got going on. Y'all need to go on and deal with that. No. I got that, brother. Hear me out. What I'm trying to say is that I figured if I could get a reference and figure out what kind of person she is and get a background so you can kind of tell me what kind of person, her good points, her bad qualities, the whole nine. See, it might save me some time from being in a long relationship if I know what to look for, what's good and what's bad. Homeboy, I know I'm not listening to this. I was married 12 years. Ain't nobody give me no reference, so don't call me asking for no like that. If you got number from Monica, you and Monica need to forget my. Okay, but hold up, bro. Like I say, man, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out the good qualities and bad qualities. Like, you know, do she want to cook? You know, is she good in the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just know what to look for, dog. That's all, man. I ain't trying to come at you, man. Look, but I just can't believe calling another about some. I don't have her no more. Only thing I have to deal with is my child. You know what I'm saying? And you most definitely don't need to be around. Now, say, dude, I got to go. Okay, but can you give me a good reference on it? That's all I'm trying to get out of you. The reference is don't dial my number ever again. And when I talk to Monica, me and her, hey, you ain't going to have to worry about a relationship with Monica. You know what I'm saying? Okay, hold up, man. Let me go and break this to you. First of all, me and Monica done dated for the last year off and on. We just finna get serious.
Hold up, dude. The last year? Me and this woman just got a divorce a few months ago. Also, you that who must have messed up my
I can slide right on back under the rock you talking about. But what I'm trying to ask you is this right here, man. Hey, Doc, can you just give her brother some references, man? Something I can look out for, some signs that she might start tripping.
Reference I'm going to give you is when you don't have enough money, when she want that $1,200 bag, don't call me for that. When she needs some more money for this, oh, well, baby, I just gave you my check. What the don't mean nothing. And are you pull up your bank account, ain't no money in that. That's the reference your need. Ain't I need to hear from you. Especially if you who was around with my wife while we was married. Talking about married. Hold up. The reference here, I'm going to find your. I'm going to call Monica, and I'm going to track down. Then, yeah, give you a reference. Then, yeah, I'll give you a reference then, face to face.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to have no altercation with you, man.
Oh, boy, you must have been trying to have something. You dialing my number.
Okay, dog, one more question, man, and then I'm going to be out your hair. I just wanted a few things and know some background on her.
Man, you out of questions, homeboy. You out of questions.
Okay, but I just need to know this because I want I want everything to run smooth, dog, and I want us to have a good understanding. Do you have a problem, man, with your little girl calling me daddy?
What the did you just ask? You asked me about my daughter.
Hey, calm down, dude.
Calm? I'm calm as I'm going to be. You asked about mine. This is about mine.
Hey, dog, I'm just
if
asking.
If I ever hear you around time, I will come and... Homeboy, look, I'm going to find you because you a bad. You missed the bag. You dial number. Not only you got that, but man, you talking about child.
I'm just asking, do you mind if she called me daddy?
Homeboy, look here, man. That child there, her name cannot come out your mouth. You hear what I'm saying? Say, man, this, man, I don't have time for. I'm going to call that Monica and I'm going to get your. Yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm out of here. You want? Why is you calling me back?
Scotty, I'm
trying
to tell you something.
Why are you dialing my number back, man?
I'm just trying to tell you something.
Homeboy, you don't have nothing to tell me, homeboy.
No, I want to say, Scotty, just listen to me, man. I want to say this. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Hey, man, it's who?
Hey, Scotty, this is Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Say, man. Oh, well, I'm about to go, man. Hey, dude, I'm about to go ballistic over here, man. Hey, Brian got one coming, though.
Oh, man, you all right, man?
Yeah, say, man. Man, Tommy, man, I'm glad you were playing, man, because talk about my little girl. Oh, boy, Brian, no, it's going to be on in his world, man.
Brian got you good, dog. Hey, man, one more thing, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know what time it is. Know what Ooh, time it is. What? Come on, man.
I was not for it at all.
You pushed his button about when you mm-hmm. said, your baby
call
me
daddy.
Call me daddy, you know. We're looking out for the baby. It's for the baby, okay? This is for the baby.
Ain't too yeah.
And you were messing with her while they were married. Ooh.
Oh, wee.
He did not let it go.
No. He was overreacting to it.
Just overreact. Y'all been divorced 4 months now. You ain't got past this yet. Go and get past it. Come on, man. We got bigger and better things to do, brother. I'm just trying to get a reference, man, of what type of woman I'm dealing with. That's all Tommy wants.
You find out. She spends money. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she do. You will find out. November 12th, Saturday night, the nephew is in Charleston.
South Carolina, the Low Country at the Omar Shrine Auditorium. The Omar Shrine Auditorium. That's Nephew Tom, your friends. Tickets on sale right now. The nephew is grabbing the microphone, so come watch your boy work. I appreciate you, Charleston. Y'all buying tickets, and I greatly appreciate it. The nephew is on the way. Stupid, back on the scene. What it feel like to y'all when you hear Stupid back on the scene?
That's what I'm talking about. Welcome back.
We're happy for you.
Stupid is back.
Welcome back, Doc.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I bet you do.
I got a lot to talk about.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject. Oh, boy, this subject right here. I found his ring in his sock. What? What? We'll find out what it's all about. Yeah, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. So write us. We want to help you. We do.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I found his ring in his sock. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married too long to be dealing with the cheating husband at my age. I'm in my mid-50s and I've been married for 18 years. My husband is almost 60 years old and I think he's up to no good because I found his ring wrapped up in a sock and stuffed in his work boot. Let me give you all of the backstory. My husband and I have two homes that we used to live in before we bought our dream home. I am the property manager of the houses, and my husband does the minor repairs. One Saturday, about 2 weeks ago, my husband said he would be at one of our houses, pressure washing the siding and carport. He left the house dressed like he was going to do heavy labor, and I went to the movies with my nieces. When I got home, he was on the couch asleep in a robe. His clothes were thrown all over the room, so I picked them up, took his wallet and his inhaler out of the pockets and put them in the hamper. The next day, we headed out to church and he didn't have his wedding band on. I asked about it and he said it must have fallen off the day before as he was using the pressure washer. He said he would get it later when he went to pick up the pressure washer. He left for about 3 hours and he came home saying he couldn't find his ring. I already had found the ring when I decided to wash clothes while he was gone. I was gathering his socks and underwear from everywhere, and that's how I found his wedding band. How it got there is still a mystery, and he's playing dumb. I think he lied about where he was, and he took his ring off and forgot he put it in his sock. How else would it get in his shoe? Is my husband a cheater or what? Well,
come on, Shirley. Do your thing.
Yep. Come on. Get your lies together.
Let him know, Shirley. Come
get
on,
your
Shirley,
lies together. Get
Lie
your lies together.
Come on and be suspicious. Do it, Shirley.
Get your lies together,
Shirley.
Steve.
I'm counting on you because that depends on what my answer gonna be. Please don't
worry.
Let me down.
I won't let you down, baby. I won't let you down. Nope. This doesn't look good for your hubby at all. It does not. Taking your ring off, wrapping it up in a sock, then stuffing it in your boot. That was very intentional. It just was. He was trying to hide the evidence that he was married, not to let whoever he was with see that ring. And he didn't want to lose the ring. Of course he didn't want to lose it because he knew he had to come back home to you. The problem is, like you said, he forgot. See, he forgot that he hid the ring in his sock and in his shoe. And he couldn't think of a good lie fast enough to throw you off. That he was cheating, okay? He couldn't throw you off. He couldn't think of anything quick enough. So you busted him, and that's why he's playing dumb now, okay? That's why he told you to lie about he must have left it somewhere. He didn't really know where it was. He was as confused as ever. You definitely asked the right question, and the answer looks like lying and cheating on his part. Absolutely. You are right. Steve?
Well, am I surprised? Not at all. Shirley,
will
Strawberry,
I be? Not at all.
Well, I have a twist to this. Because, see, it's some things in this letter that I found to be a little bit telling, Shirley.
Okay, Steve.
My husband, almost 60 years old. I think he's up to no good. Keyword, think. No proof. No evidence. No nothing. So you're going to throw away 18 years because you found his ring in a sock. Well, let's talk about that.
Stuffed in his boot. Don't forget that part.
Stuffed in his boot for safekeeping.
Right.
Well, y'all got some houses, property houses. You the property manager. He does the minor work on it. 2 weeks ago, said he was going to go to one of the houses and do some pressure washing of the siding and the carport. So when he left the house, he left like he was dressed to do heavy-duty labor. You went somewhere else. You came home. He was on the couch asleep in a robe, clothes thrown all over the room. Now, pressure washing is hard work.
And
you're
going to
be tired.
How? You pressure
washed
before?
Because I pressure washed a lot of stuff. Driveways. Oh. I had to pressure wash our driveway. Of course, we didn't have a pressure washer. I had to use my thumb on top of that hose.
Make the water come out. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, until one day we got a pressure washer. And I was so skinny, I cut the pressure washer on it and knocked my ass up against the wall. So, yeah, I know about pressure washing. But it is hard work. And your man was tired, so he came home and he took his clothes off because they nasty. And he was in the robes on the couch sleep. So, no problem. Now, the problem was you took out his wallet and his inhaler. So now we got some more things. He had his wallet and he left the house with his inhaler.
He was breathing.
If you want to know if he was cheating, you should have checked that inhaler to see if he was out of gas. Because when you're in there putting in that work you think he putting in, you're going to have to go to your pump several times. No. See, you was checking for the wrong evidence. The evidence was in that empty ass inhaler. But if it still had gas in the inhaler, whatever he was doing wasn't worth a damn. I got more when we come back.
All right, hang on, Steve. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject. I found his ring in his sock. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I found his ring in his sock.
Yeah, well, so what? 18 years of marriage, she ready to throw it out the window, and Shirley's here to help her.
Oh, yeah.
Because the 60-year-old man was doing labor on one of the houses that they own, power washing the side of the house and the carport. He left the house dressed in heavy-duty work clothes. When she came home, he was asleep on the couch in a robe and clothes strewed all over the place. Pressure washing is hard work. We agreed with that. That's why the man was at the house asleep. She picked up, took his wallet and inhaler out of his pockets and put him in a hamper. Now, let's think about this. I'm about to tell you why she's suspicious, but the real way to find out, if you was a real, real investigative reporter and forensic science like most women are, you would have checked his inhaler. If he was out screwing around, the inhaler would have been out of gas. But you did not check the inhaler. The next morning, y'all head out to church. Y'all a good couple. So you head out to church, and he didn't have his wedding band on. I asked about it, and he said it must have fallen off the day before as he was using the pressure washer. Yes. When he was pressure washing, the pressure washer blew the ring off his hand. Pressure washer can do that.
What?
Paint the picture, dog.
Pressure washer can do that, Shirley. You ain't never pressure washed. You don't know.
I have
know.
Not. I have
and
not.
And so there, this one would have been all right. But I tell you where he blew it. He didn't use that one. He said, and then when y'all, he said he would go get it later when he went to pick up the pressure washer. He left for about 3 hours and came home saying he couldn't find his ring. He telling the truth, he didn't find it. I already had found the ring when I decided to wash the clothes while he was gone. Mm-hmm. I was gathering his socks and underwear from everywhere, and that's how I found his wedding band. How it got there is still a mystery, and he's playing dumb. Wait a minute. So you're saying, so I think he lied about where he was, and he took his ring off and forgot he put it in his sock. How else could it get in his shoe? Is my husband a cheater or what? See, lady, here the part. Let me help you with some things about us.
Don't let me down.
First of all, he should have said the pressure washer blew his ring off. He ain't used that one, but that's good he didn't use that. Because he didn't know when you was at the house, you found the ring that he had put in a sock.
And stuffed it in his shoe.
And stuffed it in his shoe. But now listen to this, though. He didn't know where the ring was. That don't mean he was cheating. Maybe when he got home and it was hot and bothered from all that pressure washing, he took his ring off to take a shower, and he was holding it in his hand to put it on the dresser, and it fell in his sock.
Don't let me down, Steve Harvey.
I took my ring off to take a shower, and I was holding it, and I was finna roll up my socks, and I must have dropped it in the sock. That's where my damn ring is. It's in my socks. Thank you, baby.
It dropped in his sock. How did it drop inside of his work boot?
Because when men take their socks off, they oftentimes put it in their shoe. Hello?
Yes, they do. Yes, they
Hello,
do.
Hello, Tommy. Have you not put your dirty socks in your shoe when you took them off?
I definitely have. Put them right back in.
I do it all the damn time. Yep. Junior, have you ever did it?
Yes, sir.
Hello? It's a guy thing. So now, we're finna throw out 18 years of marriage because you have no evidence of cheating or whatsoever. You just have evidence that he took his wedding ring off and he didn't know where it was. And the reason he didn't know where it was because when he took it off to take the shower, it dropped in the shoe. He thinking, man, did it come off while I was pressure washing?
You said it dropped in the sock at first.
It dropped in the sock, and he put the sock in the shoe.
So was the sock perfectly standing up in the boot?
When
Most socks do.
Help me.
To understand the position of the sock.
When you take your ring off and have it in your hand, and you put your thumb on the back of your sock to pull it down over your heel, and then you getting ready to roll them socks up and put them in the boot, you can drop your wedding ring in that sock.
I thought it was on the dresser.
Nobody said nothing about no dresser. You're not finna trick me because nobody said anything about a dresser. Know your lies now.
You throwing curveballs.
No, my lies.
Know yours.
I never said nothing about no dresser. So what's wrong with that? Girl, damn it, you found it. Thank you. What that got to do with cheating?
Please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on
Instagram.
I'll
be tripping. 18 years down the drain. You got no, ain't no lipstick, ain't no phone number, ain't no condom wrapper, ain't none of that.
Man, and goodness check out gracious. The Strawberry Letter
and Shirley,
podcast.
You better just break these people family up. We're going to have to stop you from doing
on
Strawberry
demand.
Letter.
Whatever, man. His ring dropped in the sock. And the
Girl.
Please, Steve.
Girl.
Please.
That's what you what? Got any other proof that right. I was cheating? Any.
Coming up next, Sports Talk with Junior, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, listen, biggest sports story we got right now, man. Unc, I know you overseas, but listen, man, Steve Nash was fired from the Brooklyn Knicks yesterday, man. They fired him.
Wow. What?
After a 2-5 start, they let Steve Nash go. They should have gave him more time than that. After the offseason he had, Kevin Durant wanting to leave, then coming back doing all these crazy people he got to deal with, Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie off the
Just off the chain. Kyrie.
I think Kevin Durant never liked Steve Nash as a coach.
Oh, okay. Really?
Huh. Well, I'd make a great coach for the Nets. They just don't pay him.
Well, how much you want?
Yeah, how much you want to coach the Nets?
What do you need?
How much you think Steve Nash make a year?
I'd probably say about $10 million.
Between 5 and 10.
Let's move on.
I don't like the
look on your face
now. I'm not going to go to that headache for that money. So,
y'all
want me
man.
To stop doing this here and go do that there? Let me know.
No, sir. No.
Here and that
no,
there.
No. We don't want to do that, man.
Okay, thank you.
Steve, man, go take you a break, man. You deserve it, man. Now, look, their replacement is, look who they looking for their replacement is. He going to fit right in, too. The suspended coach up in Boston. He'll fit right in with all this crazy mess.
He did not break a law. He did not commit a criminal offense.
Right.
None of that. He has no charges. He just made a bad judgment mistake. But that boy is a heck of a basketball coach.
Yes, he is.
I hate that he messed that girl over like that and everything, but that ain't – that's their personal business.
Right.
That man deserves to be an NBA coach. Mm-hmm. I can tell you NBA coaches that ain't got caught that have done way, way worse.
Ha, 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 ha. I bet that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Phil Jackson was dating Jerry Buss's daughter.
Yeah, the
that's
owner's daughter.
That's a compliment.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Every day.
Your daughter
consensual.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Y'all, this been going on. What happened was he messed around with the wrong chick, one of the executive's wives.
And then her husband found out. And they were saying,
well, that's what I was saying.
And then it became a mess. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
My daddy said, son, you cannot eat where you do.
Did we have to say it? Like
no, you need to hear that.
I got you.
Okay.
Don't eat in the same area you do, because you're going to mess around and get some doo-doo on your mouth, and you ain't going to like the way it tastes.
That's why I can't
live in no tiny home, because I can't be standing there at that. I'm cooking, and all of a sudden you sitting there, and you do-dooing. What is we doing in here?
All right, Junior, thank you.
Get
coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more
cooking.
Of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you need help this year with roasting a turkey for Thanksgiving dinner, Butterball has a solution for you. The 1-800-BUTTERBALL Turkey Talk line is open at your service with turkey experts that are ready to answer any questions you might have, including how to pick out a turkey to buy, how to cook it, and what to do with the leftovers. What is all that breathing for? They will also provide emotional
support.
We have
two turkey experts on the show, me and Tommy.
Ta-da.
Calling that damn 1-800 number four, eating that dry ass piece of meat.
Somebody calls in and wants to know how to make their turkey not dry. What do you
get
say?
Get your ass a Butterball electric turkey fryer and stop all the guesswork out of this mess. Butterball makes them. They are at Target. They are at Walmart. It's 4 minutes per pound.
Yep.
You cut that thing on 375 when the green light come on. They've got a big basket that'll hold up to a 19-pound turkey. You put that turkey in that basket. I inject mine so it'll be extra flavorful. Drop it down in there and close the lid.
I inject two days before.
Huh?
Go ahead. I inject 2 days before. But go
That's
ahead.
Good. It marinades in there good. That's a good idea. I told you we had two turkey experts on this show. 2 days before. Mm-hmm. Do not drop your turkey in there if it is frozen.
Thank
y'all still going to be hungry.
Yes. Take it out in the morning and let it pretty much get room temp and then drop it right before it's dinner time.
Right.
How long does it take? You said
4 minutes per pound.
4 minutes per pound.
Oh, I almost said 4 hours per pound. Okay. I should have
That's why everybody eat at your house. That's a dry ass turkey. You done burned all the damn meat and flavor off your damn turkey.
I know you said 4 something. I couldn't remember.
4 hours per pound. So you done fried your turkey for 39 hours.
You got a jerky turkey.
You eating jerk turkey.
Turkey. And who are these turkey professionals that are answering the phone? Who is that?
Yeah.
Well, they're from Butterball. They're from Butterball, 1-800-BUTTERBALL.
Well, Butterball has the best, and fried turkey tastes way better. It tastes way better.
It beats the oven by far. Yeah.
And it's hard to dry that turkey out because it seals it in with the crust on the chicken. It's just a better way to have turkey, y'all. I'm just telling you. Mm. You know, we've had it, but we do both ways every year. We do fried turkey and roasted. Everybody like the fried turkey.
Yep. Love
fried turkey wins.
Yeah, man, you don't want nobody in my family calling that line. It's gonna be, man, they get that
electric
fry, they be calling in that butterburger butterball turkey talk line. Man, how y'all turn it on?
Plug it up, sir. Click next call. All right. This is what we're gonna do. I'm the receptionist at the butterball turkey line. Y'all call in with questions. Greg, go.
All right. Hey, I got this 15-pound turkey, and now can I stuff the turkey and with some dressing and then fry it? Is that possible?
Hell no. Click next question.
How you doing? I'm John. I was calling to ask. Listen, if we can get the turkey, can we cut the turkey up and drop it in pieces? Is that what we do?
Yes, you could do that, but didn't we tell you to just drop it in that hole? Read the instructions. That's what the basket is for. Drop it in whole. Next caller.
Mr. Butterball, let me ask you something. They got this little red thing on the turkey that pops, I guess. I don't know what this little red button is. But my little girl didn't pull that off of there. Do I need that?
Well, won't be no red ball popping on your turkey this year. Thank you for calling. Next caller.
How do I season my turkey? What do I season it with? You said inject.
See right
it
there?
Stuff?
That's why your ass don't need to be cooking. Next caller.
Wow. How long do I defrost my turkey? How long?
Excuse me? Till it's thawed.
Till it's thawed.
Damn.
Coming up
next
in 20
caller,
minutes.
Please.
Thank you, Turkey Talk Line. Coming up in 20 minutes.
Ask these questions. They ain't got no time, no long ass explanation. Thank you for calling Butterball.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A prisoner on death row at Riverbend Maximum Security Prison in Nashville cut off his own penis. Slit his wrist after he was denied a food package that he wanted because he was 1 month shy of his required 6 months of good conduct. Corrections officers decided to stop feeding him to get him to stop displaying unacceptable behavior. He was smearing poo around his cell. That was the unacceptable behavior. In retaliation.
They wouldn't give him no paint.
So he didn't,
and retaliation
he didn't
for
cut
not
the food
getting
off, but I asked you for some paint. You know I like the paint. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what. Open the door now. I bet it's brown now.
But what? But he cut his penis off?
Well, yeah, he don't need it, Tommy.
In retaliation for not getting food, that's why he severed
his penis. I'll show you.
Yeah. But,
this is a dude in here. Mm-hmm. This a dude in here that needs somebody in his cell to talk to because he didn't run that by nobody.
Right. The good news is that the doctors were miraculously able to reattach his penis and he was sent back to prison where he has remained in restraints. So that's the good news.
In restraints? I can't rub it?
No.
Oh, hell no.
Can't touch it.
I done set it up in here. You done cut it off. You done stitched it back on. So, I can't rub it.
Okay. All right. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather burst out laughing in church or just bust out laughing during sex? Which one?
Oh, I done both of them.
Really? Yeah. What was funny during sex? What?
Me, Shirley. I'm always fun. I was killing it. You know what I mean? What? I'm sorry.
It didn't sound. I'm always.
It didn't come out.
It didn't sound right. I'm always funny when I'm having sex. Really? Okay. Hmm. I'm going to let you have that one. I'd rather bust out laughing in church. I've actually done it before. And been the only one laughing. That's what
happened. What happened?
The only one. We had a guest pass and he was talking and you know, had this cadence that I thought was funny. And then the Lord, you said God on the and every time he sucked that wind in, boy, I thought, woo, I was in concert.
Uh-huh.
I was hollering laughing. Boy, he said something real quiet, and the church got quiet, and they turned around. I was laughing hard.
mess.
How embarrassing. Junior?
Oh, I'm going to church.
I didn't hear from you.
Yeah, I'm going to church. Because if I'm getting some, I'm not laughing. This is a serious moment for me.
For you in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I've almost busted out crying before, but I ain't going
to Oh, wow.
I almost busted out crying.
All right, would you rather compete in a twerking contest or a pie-eating contest?
B.
Those are your choices.
Yeah, I'm going to do that pie. I'm going to go with the pie.
Pie. Seems like you ought to be able to twerk, though, Tommy.
I don't see myself twerking. I don't.
Well, you got the highest ass on the show. So.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's not what I meant.
That's exactly what you meant.
That's Shirley that is not did, what though. I meant.
Shirley said, Tommy seemed like you ought to be in the twerking
contest. Because he can dance. Thank you.
No, that ain't what you said. Twerking ain't dancing.
I know what you meant.
You shouldn't be
twerking
over there.
Twerking is dancing.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about y'all?
Oh, I ain't never twerked in my life, but I damn sure ate some pie.
You would be funny twerking.
Boy, you be, because
you can dance, too.
Could we change it from a pie-eating contest to a cobble-eating contest? Because then I want to end it.
Either one.
I'm more of a cobbler guy, but I did have the best cherry pie I've had in 30 years.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh, was it
at a restaurant homemade? Called Butcher and Steel?
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
Okay.
That? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to find a good cherry pie too.
Oh, yeah. It's difficult.
It's very difficult. Good.
All right. Last one. Would you rather have sex fully dressed, or would you rather have sex naked in the front yard?
I done both of them.
Oh, God.
What? Who are you? Well,
then, how is it that you haven't twerked, then? How is it that you have not twerked? Help me.
It's my yard. Here. Interesting.
It's my yard.
And you twerked, too.
Yeah.
And you had sex in the front yard? What?
What? I need to go to the back? What's the problem?
Nothing. Apparently,
all right, we'll be
nothing.
Back. With our last break of the day at 49 minutes after the hour, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day on this Wednesday hump day.
Two things I want to cover before one thing mm-hmm. before I cover the election. The sadness of this young rapper
Takeoff
from the Migos
losing his life. Mm-hmm. You know, you get notoriety put on these issues when a person is famous. But this is happening far too often for people who are not famous. You know, you get the attention gets highlighted when it's one with quote unquote celebrity status. The sadness of it all is this happening far too often in our country, everywhere. It's a combination of several things. It's poverty, it's lack of knowledge of self, it's gun policies. But it's just it's the morality in this country, the morality that I see around the world. We are so godless at times. You know, it's sickening, man, that we don't have a value of life of one another. And it just goes and it just starts permeating everywhere. And you just see this, man, and it's a sad, sad thing you know, when these young hip-hop artists are losing their life like this, and it's just as sad when these young men are losing their lives like this to violence, I don't have an answer for it. The answer I have for it, it will require people to turn to God. That's the solution. But who am I? I can't make that happen. You know, we can pray for people. I've tried to be a person that talks about the goodness of God and tried to live my life as an example for my children of how to be, mistakes and all. I've been honest with them about everything. But I just, it's just another jewel in that community gone and lost to gun violence amongst ourselves. And until we understand who we really are, the truth about ourselves and who we are, instead of having been led through the institution of slavery, that we are less than, and some of us has taken on that mantra and really carried it out all the way until we find less than in other ones who look like us. It's a sadness, man. I don't have the answer and I don't have the time to address it. But it's a sadness, man. I really feel badly. Because I met them guys, man. And there's so many stories out about what was happening in a dice game, not a dice game, an argument about basketball. Whatever it was, it's senseless. It don't make no damn sense. You can't make sense of this. There was a dice game. They was at a bowling alley. They was talking about basketball. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Tragic. We've got to vote. Everybody, this election is critical. It's important. We cannot sit it out. It's a midterm. We showed them in the general election what could happen when we turn out. We turned Georgia blue for the first time. Donald Trump needed 11,000 votes. He put the phone call in. It's recorded where he was saying, hey, man, all I need you to do is find me 11,000 votes. We know exactly what that meant. Create me 11,000 votes so I can get back to being president. And then he permeated the lie through the party that the election was stolen, and they've been running on that. Can't steal election in America. This is not a third world country. It's too, and they have no proof. If they had proof, they would show it. It would be a court case by now, but every Republican conservative judge has turned it down. We got to vote, y'all. We got to vote so we don't have somebody like a Herschel Walker becoming the senator over a qualified, educated, smart, intellectual man like Senator Raphael Warnock. We're going to replace him with Herschel Walker because they decided to move him from Texas to Georgia to set up residence so they can get a person of color in power who would do their bidding. We're not finna let that happen. You must think we're stupid. Well, we're not. And you also think we're going to set it out because you done lied to us about the polls. But every black person I talked to has never been polled before. So who they counting? They certainly ain't counting us. And I'm telling you the trick that they use. They use it two ways. The analytics prove if you can show a certain group of people that they are so far ahead that they'll get complacent and they'll sit it out. Or they wait to the right time and they show you so far behind that it makes you think that your vote ain't going to make a difference. But that one vote, if a million people felt the same way of that, they win the election. That's the trick they use, man. We got to vote. Stop sitting around acting like you don't have a voice when you do. So when the policies keep happening, can you please be quiet? When things don't go our way for our children and you and your group raise your head up, can you please be quiet? So the importance of in voting has always been the same. The relevance has always been the same. The decision is in your hands. You have to decide to vote. Brothers, I'm asking you, I'm asking all the brothers out there to get to the polls and show up. That's the missing link in this election. We've got to get more brothers to the polls. Brothers, I'm asking you, go to whenweallvote.org. Get your voting status up. You still have time. You can vote. You can make a difference. That's the Steve Harvey Morning Show for today. God willing, we'll see y'all tomorrow morning. In the meantime, hey, listen, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Hey!
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.